746 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. Big Show Friday rolls on. Hour number one. There's Chuck Crabb.
Absolutely. Looking forward to
it. Thanks for sneaking in. That was
great.
Well,
yeah. You know, now our old Speedway native, we'll be talking to him momentarily.
Absolutely. The gang's all here. Julie's
here
this morning.
Too.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Quit being shy. This ain't the place for that. Get in there, grab that microphone,
right,
and get on it. All right. Time for Smitty here on a Friday morning as Joe checks in live with us. Joe, good morning. How are you?
A full house high at top one city center.
Well, very much.
The only thing we're missing is you and a box of square donuts, brother, and we'd be having a party.
Well, give Inman a call. He'll rush deliver a box over.
That's right. Somebody call in the cleaner, and he'll get that taken care of. But Joe, we talk about donuts, but we should be talking about bagels as sectional tennis went on yesterday, and both the city schools bageled up their opponents as the clash of the, well, South versus North. North's won three in a row, but Denise Asquith, no one beats her for South. We've got some drama on the courts. We didn't have any yesterday. We got some coming up this weekend.
Well, I tell you, it just wouldn't be the same if it wasn't North and South for a sectional title in girls tennis, but South was denied as a team a year ago as the Cougars went on its regional run. Now will it be the Panthers denying Bloomington North later tonight on its home courts? Earlier this spring, a number of three-setters and tie breaks as North beat South 4-1. Barb Mills, 11th-ranked Cougs, out for the three-peat as Queens tonight. It's 13th title overall under Coach Barb on the north side. Both warmed to the occasion last night in semifinals, winning 5-0. Panthers blanking B&L, the Cougars Edgewood, so here we go. South looking for its first crown in 3 years. Denise Asquith, who hasn't lost since June of 2013, extended her string of wins at number 1 to 40 in a row, up against Megan Gardner tonight when we get rolling a little past 5 on the Panther courts. Panthers do have a healthy junior back, Casey Poor. She is rested, too. She'll play at 2 singles, although senior Sierra Ramuzak has filled in admirably. Probably it will be, as it has been in the two previous years in the championship matches, boiling down to the doubles. And at number 2 doubles, that could be the decider, as Coach Barb has Jordan Trilling and Bailey Gardner ready to go to work, and they have packed a lot of punch this spring at 2 doubles. So it's a great day to play the sport outdoors. Crowd will be packed in at Bloomington South. Here we go again. Winner advances to next Tuesday's regional. Well, North swept all 3 relays, but South used its depth to win the boys' track sectional of the Ralph Siebold Oval last night. 193.5 points, 18 better than the host Cougars. Edgewood also qualified for next week's regional, finishing 3rd. Matter of fact, the Monroe County High School outfits grabbed 44 of the 48 possible regional spots, but Larry Williams' crew won its 9th title in the last 11 years, taking 19 of those regional spots to 13 individuals in all 3 of its relays. Deacon Bowles broke his own sectional mark in the pole vault at 17 feet 6. Norris Delvon Wilson anchored the Cougars' 400-mile relay team to a new school record in 43.32 after being shaded in the 100 meters by Edgewood's Levi Byers. Wilson also won the 200 last night. Edgewood senior Austin Smith swept both hurdles for Micah Mobley's red and black. And Cougar Malik LaFoon, well, he denied Vols a double, winning the high jump for Justin Helmer's maroon and gold. Griffin Tinchner won the mile in his battle with Xavier Martinez of South in 4:16.7. Bryce Frazier won the 400, and Cougar teammates Caleb Brewer and Drew Ludwig the shot put and long jump, respectively. Brewer's heave and the shot, a new school record for him, 50 feet 1. Actually, that's a new PR for him and not a school record. Panther veterans Peter Voskuhl and Anthony Williams won the 8 and 3200 events, and Will Hopkins finished number 1 in the discus. Elsewhere, North and South got together out at the country club yesterday to play a little golf. South firing a 295 on its home course to beat the Cougars by 43 shots. Joe Weiler, who was Conference Indiana medalist earlier in the week, leading Dustin Carver's Panthers to its first conference title in 7 years, was co team medalist last night with Nick Burris, both firing 73s. Ian Bailey led north with a 77, and Luke Domer had his career best, 81. North and Edgewood will host the baseball sectionals next week. The Cougars and South in opposite brackets. South plays East Central. Actually, they will play game one against Shelbyville next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. The Cougars play East Central Friday night. That's next Friday, a week from tonight, the 29th, at 8 o'clock. Edgewood drew a bye to boot. In addition to hosting, they'll catch the Northview West Vigo winner in the May 30th battle, a week from tomorrow. So Edgewood and Bloomington South both will be looking for back-to-back baseball sectional championships. North, by the way, Richard Hurt's crew finished off Southport 17-2 last night to finish up seventh place in the rain-delayed Conference Indiana tournament out at Winslow. Tyson Bennett 3-for-3 with 3 RBI. Edgewood won at South Putnam last night 8-1. The Mustangs are 13-7 as they have home runs for Mac Cadeau along with Tanner Colby and Ryan Purcell. And mentioning home runs, Jordan Howell cracked one. In addition to two doubles, Mick Hammett's softball Mustangs finished off the regular season 18-6. Edgewood, Owen Valley up next over at Northview next Wednesday in the sectional. South will defend at Winslow on Tuesday, and East Central plays, they will play South will East Central. North has Columbus East, the girls sectional, next Tuesday out at Winslow. And by the way, former Tom McKinney assistant at North and for the last 7 years the head basketball coach over at Columbus North, Jason Spear, taking over the girls basketball program in Cougarland, replacing Amanda Carmichael, the former BNL standout, will also serve as assistant AD under Mike Mossberger. Reds on the radio tonight. Mike Leake with the ball. They're on the road at the Jake in Cleveland. Pregame on the airwaves tonight at 7 o'clock.
Anaheim beats Chicago 2-1 in Chicago to take a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals there. If you didn't stay up for that, if you didn't stay up for the hoops, Golden State, James Harden, and Steph Curry. Well, Steph Curry for the Golden State Warriors picked James Harden's pocket. Harden had 38, but couldn't get that final shot off, Joe. 33 for Steph Curry. Golden State takes a 2-0 lead back to Houston on the weekend. Tonight you have LeBron versus the Hawks in Atlanta. LeBron leads that series 1-0 there. As you mentioned, Reds are on the radio. The greatest spectacle in racing, the 99th edition of the Indianapolis 500, live for you. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. with Pomp and Circumstance, Green Flag Racing, the 66th edition on WGCL. Noon on Sunday.
Yep, we'll talk a little about Indiana-Iowa rematch in the must-win bracket, and mentioning late-night baseball, how about Maryland beating Illinois 2-1 to stay alive in the unbeaten bracket, along with Michigan up at Target Field. So Illinois' long winning streak, I think it was 27. Games by the board. So number one and number two, as far as seats go, both in the now, as you like to refer to it, the must-win bracket.
The must-win bracket, that's right. So yep. The must-win bracket got even harder.
Yeah,
it
sure did.
Hoosiers 4:30 today, Big Ten Network live television. Great job, Smitty. We'll get caught up at 8:45.
Talk to you then.
75, sunshine today, no rain. 77, mostly sunny tomorrow, no rain. 82 on Sunday, no rain. Memorial Day, rain. 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms. So focus on the positive.
That's right. Three good days.
Enjoy these three, and then we'll figure out what to do with that one. Updated forecast, WGCLradio.com. It's Joe Smith time here on a Friday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, people. Julie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you doing?
Well, after that forecast, nothing but good.
Yeah, not bad. How could not you bad. Be bad? Yeah.
Perfecto, Glasso.
Where did you grow up, Joe?
Speedway.
There you go. Big weekend for you. And lots of traditions and everything else. Joe, yep. I can't believe we're going to do the 99th running of the Indian. That's fantastic. Yep. We'll get to that in a minute. But before we get to the Sunday's race, the Hoosiers of Chris Lemonis are in the must-win bracket. They had a big victory yesterday as Scott Donnelly saved the day, as a good senior should do in that spot, Joe. And they get another chance to defend their Big Ten postseason tournament championship. They've won the last two, and plenty of stuff going on up there at Target Field.
Well, after wearing a collar Wednesday against Michigan and 0-for-3 in his Target Field trips to the plate yesterday against Ohio State, Indiana's leading hitter, senior DH Scott Donnelly, said enough of that. Reminiscent of 2 years ago when he broke up the game and gave the Hoosiers the title against Nebraska, Donnelly cleared the sacks in the bottom of the eighth Thursday as Indiana beat the Buckeyes 5-3, breaking a two-all tie as Indiana now faces two-seed Iowa at 4:30 today to try to stay alive in quest of its three-peat as Big Ten tourney champs. Number 21 Iowa lost to Michigan 8-5 Thursday, and Maryland upset number one seed and fourth-ranked Illinois last night 2-1, if you didn't stay up to watch that one on the Big Ten Network, snapping the Illini's 27-game winning streak. Michigan State will play Illinois. The Spartans eliminated Nebraska 9-7, so you're all caught up in the brackets there going into today. Lefty Kyle Hart, six strong innings, no walks, pitched outstanding baseball for Coach Chris. Ryan Halstead out of the pen, his 10th save to even Scott Efros's record at 4-4. Indiana continued its mastery of the Buckeyes, winning its fourth straight, taking us back last week to the BART. Hart now is 5-0 in his career against his hometown school. The Hoosiers are now 10-2 this month of May. And Christian Morris gets the ball from Chris Lemonis today against the Hawkeyes, who swept Indiana to begin the Big Ten season back in late March, outscoring the Hoosiers 17-7, but that was back in March. If the Hoosiers can get run support early today, could bode well. Indiana is 7-for-7 here lately when scoring first. Brad Hartung, by the way, continues to hammer the ball. He hit a solo shot yesterday, extended his hitting streak to 8 games, 2 of Indiana's 6 hits on the day, the 6th time now for Hartung in the last 7 games with multi-hit games at the plate, so he's on a tear. And when Indiana beats Iowa today, they'll face Maryland, who has today off along with Michigan at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Well, 20 of Ron Helmer's track Hoosiers compete this weekend at the NCAA East preliminary round at Michigan State. Chance to, move forward to next week's East Regional, which will be down in Jacksonville, Florida. Other briefs this morning, number 11 North shoots for a three-peat in girls tennis, the sectional championship on the line out at South, hooking up with those Panthers. Both teams won last night 5-0. Tonight's match will draw a great crowd, and the winner moves on to the regional next week. The South boys are sectional champs for the 9th time the last 11 years under Larry Williams. They roll up 193.5 points last night, beating North and Edgewood, but all three Monroe County teams qualify for next week's regional. Former North Cougar assistant and Columbus North boys head basketball coach Jason Spear, he's going to take the reins over as Bloomington North's new girls basketball coach, as well as assistant AD. Good to see that. Aaron Sauter's Indiana Cutters final preseason game is Saturday night, kickoff at 7 o'clock out at the Mustang Corral in Ellisville alongside the Marion County Rockets. Admission is $5. The Semi-Pro 11's first season upcoming in the Minor League Football Alliance. The regular season starts a week from tomorrow. The Josh Burton Memorial is tonight at the Bloomington Speedway. Full card of racing starts at 7:30. 99th running of the Indianapolis 500. Coverage begins at 11 Sunday. Green flag will fall along about noon. Scott Dixon is on the pole, as he was in 08 for Chip Ganassi, and he won from the pole that year. But also, those Chevrolets, yes, they have had the speed this month of May, but also they've had trouble staying on all fours. So we'll take the fastest Honda Sunday to win it and drink the milk. And we're talking about Marco Andretti. He'll start in the middle of row 3. The Sprint Cup, boys, the Coke 600 at Charlotte Sunday night at 6. Defending champion Jimmy Johnson, Matt Kenseth, will sit on the pole there. Reds on the radio, Mike Leake with the ball. The Battle of Ohio over in Cleveland, pregame 7 o'clock. Reds start the weekend 8.5 back of St. Louis in the Central. Reds are 18-22. The Cleveland Indians, they've won only 6 times this year at the Jake. They're currently in last place in the American League Central. Again, pregame 7 o'clock tonight. Reds in Cleveland.
And the Cleveland Cavaliers play tonight as well, Joe. They take on the Hawks down in Atlanta. The Fighting LeBrons, a 1-0 series lead there. Golden State Warriors beat Houston last night 2-0. Steph Curry's 33 leading the way for the Dubs. James Harden had 38 but got his pocket picked as the game ended, as Steph Curry did that. And playing on both ends of the court. Indians beat the White Sox yesterday 5-2. They're one game behind the White Sox in the loss column. Cubbies beat the Padres late 3-0.
Kyle Hendricks, root going, shutout.
There you go. Chris Bryant, home run. 10-1 yeah. Braves over the Brewers. Brewers are struggling mightily, even with a new manager.
And, haven't won this week since he's been hired.
They won the first day, and that was it. They beat the Dodgers, and then they've fallen
Oh,
behind.
I'm talking about the Miami Marlins.
Oh, the Miami, yeah, that's right. The guy that's never managed baseball before. Yeah. They lose 7-6. We'll have Reds baseball for you Monday, Memorial Day as well, 1 o'clock pregame. Rockies and the Reds from the great American Ballpark.
Yes,
and don't forget, Senior PGA down in French Lick all weekend. Only one player under par yesterday, Joe. I don't know if you watched any of it on television.
Oh, I did.
It was cold and dangerous, because that's what Pete Dye does.
Yeah, I tell you, Mr. Kuramoto.
Yep, and play great golf, so good for him. And
boy, is that course tough.
It is, it is, it is. Jordan Spieth Invitational is taking place down in Fort Worth.
What
the
else
Colonial,
is there?
Yep, 6-under yesterday to get things started. Didn't even play very well. I'll imagine if he did. Hoosiers 430, Big Ten Network, as you mentioned. That's the good stuff there. Have a great, great Memorial Day weekend.
You as well.
All right, buddy. We
appreciate
Thanks
for that
time.
Weather forecast, my friend.
Whatever I can do.
Julie, you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
See you guys.
Joe
Tuesday.
Smith, Tuesday morning live. Yes? Yes. You want to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. What a 4-day weekend to wrap up, right? Let's.
Well,
yeah, we've
got
to do
all
it.
All kinds of things to talk
good.
About.
Good. Well, that's exciting. That makes my Tuesday even funner.
Yeah.
That's not a word. We'll get caught
funner
up on Tuesday.
Funner is good.
That's exactly right. It causes me confusement when I say funner. All right, Joe. Great job as
Alrighty.
Always. Have a great weekend. All Joe right. Smith, 7:45 and 8:45 Tuesday morning. So we'll come back from the – we'll start our short week off on the right foot there. And speaking of that, I wanted to get this in from Alan Pease, our good friend with Kiwanis. Memorial Day ceremony, the Monroe County Fair Board. Monday, 2 p.m., Veterans Memorial Plaza at the County Fairgrounds. Peggy Welch will be the MC. They'll post the American flag, the pledge, national anthem, invocation, armed services medley from the Bloomington Brass Band. Miss Indiana's going to be there. The Fair Queen's going to be there. You've got closing prayer, taps, the whole nine yards.
Awesome.
So they're doing that coming up Monday. Mm-hmm. The reason we have the day off is for those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for us. That's 2 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Plaza.